alteratus chazecha b'shash kasei. Valter achmenem shash meisim utelefonos. Artishal b'shash nidre v'altishtadles b'shash chalkolasei. So there is a series of four inyanim that he says over here that a person shouldn't do alteratus chazecha kasei and so on. They seem to have some sort of vague common denominator, but it's hard to put a finger exactly what it is. Let's see. So it's really, they're not, what exactly is the common denominator? It sounds similar. Person shouldn't try to do right to make a takana, and it'll end up being worse than it was. There's a sichus gamma kashiva yisrael hakavana. A mice is going to end up creating a much worse matziv than what he intended. Lefika chama alteratis b'shas kasei. Ki kashata bo leratis ois b'shas kasei, umosif od chemal chema. So he says that whenever something is when you're in the shas of the kas itself, you're going to be more upset when he tries to calm you down, and he's going to get even angrier. Now let's and then the other ones also bechein al tenachmenu b'shas. So let's try to understand what exactly the afkhana is. I mean, it sounds like sound advice, but what's the nekud exactly? So whenever you have a person has a certain mood, the marshal, whether it's his betar, or bekas, or later when the next one makes a nether, all of those in Yanim, they come in two phases. The first phase is a phase of Ratzon. So normally a person likes to be happy and upbeat and so on. When a person is upset, so there's a certain Ratzon to be upset. Whether it's upset at somebody else, in which case it's a kaf, or shas basically mutl fun of. The emotion comes with a desire to see myself in a certain way. I want to be, I am bizarre now, I'm upset now, and I'm demonstrating it. When a person loses cool, it's not only that he happened to lose his cool, it's he wants to express anger because that's his way of letting everyone know that things are not good and that he's not going to be messed with. The same thing with tsar. All of those, there's a rutzen in that. If there's a rutzen to be kayas, then if you're trying to stop him to be kayas, then what's going to happen is the person will be upset that you're not letting him Especially if a person's bizarre. You lost somebody. So I need to express my tzar. And when somebody comes along and tries to be menachem me, so what he's doing is simply he's making light of my tzar, keilu, saying it's not a big tzar. Don't worry, it's okay. It'll be good. So they bring up more tzar. If I haven't succeeded in exhibiting my tzar, demonstrating my tzar, you can poo-poo it and say it's nothing. Then adrabah, the same regish that's moirat for me to walk around despondent because I am chaser and I feel I'm missing something. When you be menachem me, it's making it much worse. What happens is there then comes a phase where I no longer have that rutzen to lash out at you in anger, or to sort of demonstrate my loss. Now I am ready to. So now I just have somebody has to help me chase away my residue feeling. I'm just kind of in a bad mood. I'm this. So once the rutzen has left it. And it's no longer a living rage. It's just I'm upset at moving a shimon because of days gone by. So now somebody sits down and says, you know, it was the person tackled, it wasn't the seder, but listen, you need to be able to do something about it and so on. So the I guess the key word is when he says before, ki kasho b'tik b'iris ha-kaf, when the kaf is welling up in the person, when the person is pumping out kaf, then you need to validate the kaf. You need to, because the person is saying something, and crushing this, is seeking to crush his kaf, is a statement of denying him, and it's compounding the issue, and it's making it much worse. It's a klal gadol in many areas. When a person comes, well, let's give another example. It's not an example that he gives, but it's a very good example. Let's say somebody is in a position to give an eitzah. The rebbe, he's a counselor, some sort, he's a rav, whatever. And somebody comes to him. Now, a person comes, sits down, and he makes all production. He's about to tell him in a word or two, you think you chap. What he's talking about, and you tell him, okay, have the picture, let's make it short. The eitzah is, you do this, and this, and this, Shoma Yisrael, and there's a backstop to Janus on the corner over there. That's not a mahalach that will be good or effective, because the person who comes in with a tsar and a tsar, this person, it's a tremendous issue. Chbais is an operation has to be done, there's a shalom bias issue, there's a child. So part of this yasus that he wants is to validate that you are shoy b'tzar, and this is you rightfully are to be deemed a person who's going through a lot now. And so by listening and giving over a sense that you deher the tzar and how it's appropriate that there's so much tzar, and that it's not a simple matter at all, and then you and you're giving it an eitzah, you sort of you deliberate, you take your time, you give it. So now the person feels, first of all, that his anger has stood off, im gamal ze tada vishoyel. So in other words, al tishlei b'shas nidroi is where the person is heard. He's saying that the person is asking. Al tishlei b'shas nidroi means that he's inquiring as to what the nature of that was. B'shoyel v'yizek tishrei shachach v'yiz b'shoyel daite gamal ze. So the person is trying to find out what they make a neder. So basically the person is saying, you know, did you make a neder on this, make a neder on this? Maybe we'll try to get the neder to be a little less than. So what will happen is he will it and they'll say, ah, yes, I forgot. It's not only that I won't take a car, I won't even take a bus anywhere. Well, and if you have the person when he's in the wrong mood, the person made a net, I'll never go by car any place, I'm only going to walk. Someone asks him, did you include a bus also? And they say, oh, you could, that's a good point, I'm including a bus also. So again, you're bringing out, it calls on the person is in his mood of his gabrus hakas, he's bringing out the worst of the person. So it means, so Bolishol, the first shot in Bolishol is he's simply researching what the extent of the neder is, and there we're afraid that the person will also push it much further, and you know, will try to say that he was neder and so on. And secondly, here is when he's trying to be mater. So you will arouse the opposite reaction when the person is bishas, what he calls the hisgabrus or whatever it is. This is somewhat different. So a person is messed up something badly, and he's not doing well, and I'm coming to visit him to find out, you know, how bad you mess up. When a person messed up, having people be there around is makes it worse. It's very unhappy. So this is something which is always understandably a judgment call as to what the person appreciates more or less, and therefore it's up to the person to see what does the person really want now. I want to add another possible pshat, and there's many ways, maybe some more partial pshat. It's more like Rashi learns, it just means simply not to try not to see a person with kalkala. I once saw Ramey Chadash, the Mashkiach of Chevron, wrote, when it was Nifta, they had an article with his input on Chinuch and so on. So he, I think they interviewed his son, maybe, Eban, and he said that, his son Eban said his father had two principles about Hashgach and Yeshivas. First of all, he said that people claimed that Chevron Yeshiva is not fenced in. It's very open, very porous. Chevron had the reputation, possibly justifiably so, as being a kind of very open yeshiva. They didn't, you know, Hashgacha was kind of lax and so on. So on that he said that we're very fenced in, but there's something called Suga B'Sheishanim. There's a chetimtzu where the fence is made out of roses. In other words, the bachim want to stay in. They beauty of the yeshiva and what it stands for, to be their mitzvahs, and this is what they want, and so on. That's one point that he said. The second thing he said was that it's very important that a mashgiach, or anybody in yeshiva, if he happens to see a bacher in doing something wrong, never to let the bacher know that he saw him doing something wrong. And the logic of it is, he said, because what motivates a person to do the good and right is to preserve his reputation. So kol oyed a bacher feels that he has a reputation to uphold, that, you know, there's still people think well of him, and if he'll do tshuva, nobody will have known, and he'll have his status back, or he'll have his status, he'll retain his status, then he might do it. If the person feels that I'm upgefecked by people, and people are and people are just not they don't think well of me at all, they won't think well of me at all, then he has no reason to want to do better. And this, it's one of these things that is extremely counterintuitive. And the reason is very much totally with our midas. When let's say I'm responsible for Bochum, let's say. I guess I am. And the bacher does something bad, wrong, and he promised me he would do good, and he does bad and wrong. So there's something that bothers me, because it bothers me. There's something about it that I feel frustrated, that I can't keep the discipline, B, that the guy made a fool out of me, and I was made a fool out of him, and so on. So when I say I want to show him up and tell him that I'm not a fool, and I know exactly what he's doing, you said exactly what's the motivation, because you felt like a fool. And now when I'm going to go and tell you that I saw what you did, I'm always fool, and you're the fool. So really, down deep, it's the mashgiach's need to prove himself. But if I don't, the Bach thinks he fooled me, but then I have the opportunity to talk to him and move him to doing right, or the Bach himself has harata, then fine. So the Bach thinks he fooled me, so what? But that's the only way he's going to do better. Unless I have the kalim, I have so much pressure over him that I can force him to do right, and that's what I want to do, you know, and if that's what Sehel says. Other than that, I'm actually doing the exact opposite of what's effective. When somebody was caught, he feels very, very down. And if he feels down, he has no incentive to do right. Then what's his incentive? And, you know, whatever I'll do, he knows what I did. I did this thing wrong, it's pretty bad, and he'll never, ever look at me again positively. So he comes swinging and say, oh, because I wanted to do real tshuva and this and that and the other thing. He's not going to do that. And he's a kid, and he's a bo bacha. The only way he'll ever do tshuva, if that's what you want him to do, is if he'll start doing what's right. And then when he's free with himself, he'll have charata over the other things and do tshuva. There was a bacher that had decided, I don't know, Shabbos afternoon, he was kind of in the mood. He was sitting and eating garinim, and he chucked all of the shells into the mashgiach's stender, to the meir chodesh's stender. There's quite a lot of big chutz, but there was a bit of spite in it and so on. The meir chodesh came, he made believe he saw nothing, and, you know, no reaction. 7 or 8 years later, when the bacher became a chassan, and he before the chassana, and he was a chasha bacher this time, and so on, Reb Meir Chodesh said, listen, you're before the chassan now, and I'd like you to go to clean slate. I think you need to ask me mechila for that incident with the shells. The pshat was, so long as it had no Tachlis nor Tellus, Reb Meir had no reason to talk to him. When it became, now he felt the bracha is holding Meir, it's the right thing to do, and he needs to make it right, and so on. That was the, so Al Tishtad L'Rosh B'Shach Kol Kolosei is part of the Mahalach, that if a person, when you want to be mechiach somebody, the right to be mechiach somebody is to relate to him in his good time. There's a word from the Apta, I think, Kazina Shmayim Vadabera, Vistishma Aretz Mefi, that you speak to Shemayim, and the Aretz, in every person you have Shemayim and you have Arzias. So you speak to the part that Shemayim dig, and the Arzias listens in and takes a lesson also. So you need not to see the person Shaskol Kolosei, you need to see the person Bituvasei, and talk to him, talk to the person who is good, who's a tzaddik, who's chashid, and if he's listening, the other one will come along also. Right. It's not only Al Tishtad L'Rois Shaskol Kolosei is not only mitzad the bracha, but you know the bracha himself. That his prestige is gone, that he's not going to do good. It's also mitzad you, the mochiach. You need to be able to look at him with a good eye. You need to be able to see in him toiv. You need to be able to feel that there's somebody worth talking to. If the person has lost his chen in your eyes, if you feel the person is good for nothing, then there's nobody to talk to. Then you're not going to be talking to him because you can't bear to look at him anymore. So you need to be able to see him. You need to know what's the area that you need to mechazer the person. But when you see something that's bad, then your whole relationship with a person is always going to be through the eyes of the bear that you saw in him. Okay, any question, anything?
No, good. We're good.
It's good.
Okay, good.
Shkoyach.
Take care.
Call.